The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came around him, and he began to teach them. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed too the peacemakers, they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who went before you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are now beginning a sequence of daily readings from the Gospel of Matthew, and it will go on for about a couple of weeks, except for this week on Friday and Saturday we have special feasts. Otherwise, for our daily readings, the Sermon on the Mount, which begins here in chapter 5, will be our gospel readings, various sections of Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew's gospel, it takes up 3 chapters. It's mentioned not in Mark or in John, but it appears in chapter 6 in the gospel of Luke. But Luke's gospel, his remembrance is very short. And it's somewhat different. The Matthew remembrance of the Sermon on the Mount is 3 times longer than that which appears in Luke. Today, we have a very brief time to look at this by way of an introduction to the Sermon on the Mount, because we'll be listening to it now for a couple of weeks. Matthew has arranged a certain literary genre here, whereas he has Jesus giving the whole Sermon on the Mount from one place. What he has done is he's collected a whole series of talks that Jesus gave, various teachings, various times, various places, collected them into what we call the Sermon on the Mount, and it begins here in chapter 5. With the Beatitudes. Since Matthew is speaking to a Jewish audience, the mountain is very important. Luke doesn't care about the mountain. He's writing for Gentiles, so he has a sermon on the plain. But the mountain is important, and it begins here today. Because in Hebrew tradition, God always spoke from the mountain. Mount Sinai, Mount of Transfiguration, Mount of Temptation. Somehow there was an extraordinary revelation of God on the mountain. Therefore, Matthew wants to remind his disciples here, Jesus' disciples, that the mountain, that's very important. Second thing about it is, it speaks about he sits down. Well, the rabbi always sat when he was teaching. That's very Jewish. The listeners here, they stand. It says his disciples, he speaks to his disciples. And there's no indication here in any commentaries that this refers merely to the 12. His disciples were many by that time. And interestingly, in the whole series of the Makarios in the Sermon on the Mount, there is no call to repentance. That's interesting. There's no call to forgiveness and repentance here. Since Matthew makes it very clear that his disciples had already gone through repentance. And therefore, you know, you'll find it, the first chapter of Mark and the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, you'll always find this call to repentance first. You must repent first before you hear the word of God. But here, no mention of repentance in the entire Sermon on the Mount, which gives us an impression that those who were listening, disciples, whoever they were, had already gone through this conversion, a certain repentance. They were attached to Jesus, and therefore they would listen to him. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed, Greek makarios, doesn't exactly mean blessed or holy. Or it means there's something that we just don't have one word for it. It's that inner serenity. It's a sense of embrace of the experience of life. I embrace the experience of life in an extraordinary act of faith. Blessed are they who mourn, the peacemakers. It's a total reversal of the makarios, which appears in the Hebrew scriptures, the blessing, so to speak. Go back and read the entire Old Testament. Blessed are those who are prosper. Blessed are those who have many children. Blessed are those who have freedom and all. But in here, the blessedness is different. It's a new statement of the kingdom of God. And forever, people have taken the Sermon on the Mount here, and especially the beginning of it here, chapter 5, to be a charter of the kingdom of God. Even Gandhi said he would follow everything that Jesus says here, and he would find it, Hindu that he was, he would find this really meaningful. So there's a richness inside the Sermon on the Mount, and you'll get all these sayings that we're familiar with. Go the extra mile, give the shirt off your back. You get this will all run through the Sermon on the Mount. It's a way of living. It's not just a talk that Jesus gives now. It's a whole series of little homilies. It's like showing up for the 8:15 Mass every day and finding little homilies coming from the teachings of Jesus. That's what we will find now for the next couple of weeks. So keep that in mind. Each reading we have for each day for the next couple of weeks here is like a mini homily that Jesus gives. Keep that in mind. How often must I forgive? 7 times? No, 70 times, 7 times. It's a way of life. And his disciples were open to this because they had already gone through a conversion. So the makarios, the Greek word here, is in my best and worst of times, I have this sense that God is with me. Now, we're going through a whole chain. We've gone through the virus, the whole thing. And we have, in some respects, I think maybe a certain fatigue. People feel imposed upon. It was inconvenient. We were pushed around. And listen to the makarios saying, but weave this into the kingdom of God, an event, a passage that says, no, God is with you. God watches over you. Your failure in life, your struggle in life, no, God is always there. That's the whole teaching of the makarios, this kind of inner serenity that I get. We're going through a change at Holy Family here. July 1st, there'll be a big change in what we experience. All of us at Holy Family have no fear. We believe in the power of the Spirit. Jesus said, be peaceful. All will be well. That's what makarios means. I walk in peace. I don't carry resentment. I don't carry judgment. I don't carry stuff about other people, because I have walked in peace. That's the whole meaning of this. It will come up over and over again. So listen to these gospel readings for the next couple of weeks. They're a way of life. So following Jesus, it's not just a belief, it's a way of life. In the Acts of the Apostles, it's called the hodos in Greek, which means the way. Those who followed Jesus lived a way of life, and everybody could see that. Okay, that's about all you need this morning on the Sermon on the Mount. But allow it to be an introduction, and listen to God speaking to us, and the call to say, wherever I am, the Lord is with me, and let my spirit be at peace. Amen.